This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Remember, you can listen to The Junks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn as well. So no shortage of ways to listen to The Junks. Also, you should listen on 106.7 The Fan. We do appreciate that greatly. All right, time now for the Junkies Blitz. We take you around NFL training camps, tell you what is doing, the latest news, the happenings, injuries.
Have there been any massive injuries, like super duper stars?
I don't think there have been any huge injuries.
Probably. I thought for a second there that the Cowboys thought they might have lost somebody, but they didn't, right? Was it an O-lineman? They thought maybe.
I think it's Tyler Guyton, one of their offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They feared an ACL at first.
But I don't think it was, right?
I think it was a fracture that they feel is going to be healed in 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
So that's good news for the Cowboys. Worst news for the Cowboys is what's going on with Micah Parsons. So last season, Dak and CeeDee Lamb, they didn't get their deals done until close to the season. So a lot of people thought that Parsons is going to follow suit. He's holding in to training camp, not holding out. He's avoiding the $50,000 fines. But on Friday, Micah Parsons posted on social media that he is requesting a trade. Here's a quote from him. "I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys," he wrote. "My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally." End quote.
Did he say anything like appreciated the fans and all that, and that it's been a great run, but he just...
I don't know if he went that far.
He's had enough?
It was a long...
I thought it was a long statement.
He basically said, "I want the F out."
Yeah.
But that's Micah being Micah.
I don't know.
I mean, if they offered him $40 million a year, I mean...
Well, it doesn't sound like that's imminent at all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not imminent, but I don't know. Usually Jones pays his players.
He usually pays his superstars. Yeah. I will say
that. And if there's one guy to pay, it's the guy who's like got 55 sacks in his career.
Guy's
so
unreal
far.
On defense. I did see, I thought Jerry had a funny comment at one point, like they're asking about the holdout or hold in and the trade request and everything. And he's standing there talking to the media, and he looks over at Mikey. He goes, "That's a pretty easy way to make $20 million, isn't it?" Because I guess he's currently making about $20
million. Right.
But he's not even practicing, and he's still making $20
million. Sure.
It's got to be annoying, right? That when you're the owner, that you're still... I guess technically you don't really get game checks until the games start flowing.
Right, they don't.
But it's just if you hold in...
It's a weird way of doing business with one of your most valuable players. That it gets to this contentious boiling point because you're trying to circumnavigate around the agent. You don't want his agent negotiating the deal because you feel like you had a handshake, wink, wink deal behind closed doors when you were just hanging out and talking with Micah.
That's why it's weird. It is weird. I know that when we've had contract negotiations before, I mean, they're usually pretty good, but there have been times where you felt like you just want to stay away from management. You know what
I mean?
Totally. Because at any moment, they could pull you in.
Right.
And then try to whisper, "Hey, this is what you should be doing."
I think I read that if you're on your rookie deal, your first contract, that 50 grand can get waived when you finally
Oh, if you're still on your rookie deal, there's I think I read some sort of wave. Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's there anyway. But he's there anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter.
He's not getting fined. But.
Yeah, and part of his long, I guess, Twitter letter, he said, in March, I met with Mr. Jones to talk about leadership. Somehow the conversation turned into him talking contract with me.
Right.
Yes, I engaged in a back and forth in regards to what I wanted from my contract, but at no point did I believe this was supposed to be a formal negotiation, and I informed Mr. Jones afterward my agent would reach out thinking this would get things done. But when my agent reached out and spoke to Adam, he was told the deal was pretty much already done. My agent, of course, told him that wasn't the case and also reached out to Stephen Jones. Again, the team decided to go silent. So it's just, it's a weird scenario where Jerry thinks he's got the framework of a deal done without the agent being around.
Right.
And Mike is like, whoa, wait a second. My agent's not even here. Like, he's right. The guy that's going to construct the deal.
It's kind of like a big no-no.
We can pitch ideas back and forth, but this is in no way, shape, or form an actual like contract we're talking about.
Right.
We're just spitballing here.
Since the Cowboys drafted Parsons, the Cowboys are number one in the league in sack percentage, mm-hmm. and they're number one in the league in quarterback pressure percentage. I mean, he's had an impact.
He's an absolute monster. I mean, you can make your argument for whoever, TJ Watt, whatever you name your guy. For me, he's the most menacing player on the other side of the football that we routinely face.
Yeah. And he made good points. He said, you see guys that are older than you, and you can say your production and versatility matches what they're doing, if not better. And you say, why? And he goes, I would say I'm more in my prime than a lot of these other guys who are in the second half of their careers that are making mm-hmm. that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's right.
So Micah closed out.
It's just a matter of time.
He closed out by saying, not one demand has been made by my agent about money, years, or anything else. Still, I stayed quiet. But again, after repeated shots at myself and all the narratives, I've made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Hmm.
My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally. So I guess we'll have to see how this gets hashed out over the next few weeks. Look, money solves everything. Myles Garrett said he wanted out of Cleveland. A couple weeks later, they give him $40 million a year. All's well. He loves Cleveland.
Cha-ching.
You know, the same thing I'm guessing is going to happen here. They're not going to trade Micah Parsons. They're going to give him a deal that's bigger than J.J. Watt's mm-hmm. on a multi-year deal. They're going to shake hands. He's going to sign it. He's going to be a Dallas Cowboy for the next 3 or 4 years.
Or they just let him play it out, and then they go down the franchise route for a couple of years.
I mean, I guess they could do that.
Right? It's always an option.
If they want more drama and for him to be unhappy, sure, do that.
Yeah.
Or you could come out to a long-term deal where both parties feel satisfied, and there's no acrimony going forward.
How are you going to feel satisfied when you're paying the guy like the highest paid defensive contract in football?
If you're Jerry Jones and you own the Cowboys or any other owner, you just have to get used to paying these insane amounts of money because the salary cap keeps going up.
I guess.
They keep making more money. The players are going to keep making more money. That's the way the whole system works.
I guess. Yeah. I just do have a little bit of sympathy for the outrageousness of these salaries.
Well, I mean, the great players.
I mean, he's a great player.
Are you outraged by the insane amounts of money that the owners are making?
No, because
they're making more than the players.
No, I guess I'm not as privy to those numbers. You know, maybe that would make it more palatable. But I do, I mean, they do pay these guys a ton.
Well, the really good ones.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I could just understand, hey, I just gave this guy $30 million a year. Now I got to give this guy $40 million a year. I guess getting my quarterback $50 million a year.
It's like when we get a
I can sympathize with that, if you want to win a lot.
If you want to win a Super Bowl, you got to pay those guys.
It's like us getting a red light speeding ticket.
And lots of times it doesn't even help.
It's a price of doing business.
Yeah,
this is the price of doing business in the modern day NFL.
Cakes, I hear you.
Browns Insider says Joe Flacco is, quote, the strong favorite for QB1 over Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, and Kenny Pickett. Even though the Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski has remained quiet publicly about who will start a quarterback in week one, the tea leaves from training camp so far suggest that Joe Flacco is firmly in the pole position. This is according to The Athletic's Zach Jackson. Flacco is the strong favorite to win the quarterback competition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He noted that Flacco's standing in the race comes after he had his best two throwing days in practice on Friday and Saturday. It's unclear what order the competition is taking, though practice reps seem to indicate Sanders is no higher than third in the hierarchy at this point. And the only reason Sanders might be in third is because Pickett, who is nursing a hammy injury or a groin, I'm not sure, it says here hamstring, hasn't fully practiced since late July. So elite Joe Flacco at 40 looks like he could be the week one starter for your Cleveland Browns.
I mean, I feel like it kind of makes sense, right? He's by far the most accomplished.
He's the most accomplished, and when he's been given the opportunity, he's played
out,
relatively
right?
well. Now, he's going to throw some picks, and he's going to take some sacks because, you know, he's 40 at this point. He's never been super mobile, and now he's 40 years old. But of that group, I mean, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I might have to toss the ball to old Joe Flacco week one. Now, does that mean he's going to start 17 weeks?
No.
But he might be my week one guy. Who do the Browns play week one? Because that might be my week one survivor pick. Who do the Browns open with?
Let me check that. I'll give you the schedule right now. Week one, Cleveland Browns.
Maybe Cincinnati? Cincinnati at Cleveland?
I thought Shador had, you know, by
Cleveland's
every time,
playing, hosting Cincinnati, correct?
Yeah. Is the word still on Shador?
Last time I took Cincinnati in week one, I lost.
I know. We all did.
Is the word on Shador that he's still performing okay or no? I was sort of under the impression that he's been okay during camp.
I mean, there's a graphic here of combined training camp stats through nine practices. This was posted on ESPN Cleveland, I guess a couple days ago.
All right.
Shador is 49 of 70 completions, 6 touchdowns, 0 picks.
That sounds
so
pretty
far
good.
In camp.
All right, give me Flacco's.
Flacco's 54 for 92, 3 touchdowns, 0 picks. Dylan Gabriel, 4 touchdowns and 2 picks. He's 62 of 113.
Right.
But apparently Joe Flacco is the guy as of right now, but I guess that could change within the next month. That was your Junkies Blitz. When we come back, Nikki Javala from The Athletic. She's going to join us here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.